Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Mid-American Energy Project Manager Adam Jablonski joining us now. So thank you very much, Adam, for being on.
Yep, not a problem. Glad to be here, Coltrane.
All right. Well, Adam, as everybody should know, you're the project manager that's in charge of the Beaver Creek Wind Turbine Project that's currently going on in northwestern Boone County and northeastern Greene County. Can you just, first of all, start out by telling us where that project currently is at?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, you know, we have met a significant milestone where we have all the foundations. They have been completed for all 85 turbines. We've even started, you know, taking deliveries and starting erection on the turbines. So we've got about 5 turbines erected at the site. We continue to do erections through the end of the year and install cable and finish up our substation so that by the end of this year, the project will be complete and producing wind energy.
All right. So then can you tell us, you know, I know you said that you've already have all sites prepared for turbines to be erected. Can you just go back and tell us, you know, what all goes into preparing a site, first of all, and then secondly, what all specifically goes into making that foundation to secure each turbine?
Before we have big equipment out there and start pushing dirt around, you know, there's a lot of development that goes into it as far as siting and doing soil tests and getting easements from the landowner. So, you know, we're happy to be past that first stage of it and onto the construction part of it. But, you know, the steps it takes to install a turbine are, you know, we have to clear out the roads. Every turbine has an access road going to it, so we have to clear that out in the fields. Once we get to the turbine location, we'll excavate about a 100-foot wide circle for the foundation that goes about 10 feet deep. And as far as the foundation goes, those are generally, depending on the design, between 60 and 65 feet wide. They have tons of rebar and over 300 yards of concrete per foundation. And then once that foundation is installed and set, it's time to start erecting the turbine.
Not only does it look like you've got your sites already prepared, like you were talking about before, for the wind turbines, but there seems to be some extra work going on beside the road, like trenching work. Can you describe what's going on there?
Yeah, so this is the part that you don't see much when you are driving by, except maybe occasionally on the side of the road, but every single turbine that is out there, and they're miles apart, they're connected by underground cables. Those cables collect energy from that turbine and take it back to the project substation. And then from that project substation, it gets put on the transmission lines and goes into the grid. So there's miles of cable. So, you know, to date, we've got about 30 miles of trenched in cable installed already. And in the project has plans for 52 miles of trenched in cable. So quite a massive undertaking that, you know, kind of goes unseen a little bit and is all covered up and pretty by the time you're done.
Okay, and then I know that with a great undertaking like this project has been, as the county has seen already, it takes other people on the other side of the coin, not just from your side, but other people such as the county, as well as individual landowners to make this process happen. Could you tell us how that working relationship has been with not only the landowners, but also the different counties?
It's been great. You know, the Beaver Creek project is situated in both Boone and Greene counties. We've had great support. I mean, you need that to be able to build these projects. So from the landowners, you know, working with us to sign easements and site facilities, you need a bunch of landowners, you know, over 100 unique landowners in this project to come together and put that project together. So it's been great working with the residents. You know, they're very business savvy and they understand, you know, what needs to happen on their property and the potential economic benefits that come from that. So the landowners have been great to work from. And on the county side, both Boone and Greene County officials have been great. Very professional to work with. You know, we have continued working relationship with them through the permitting process when we're doing the planning and get approvals, all the way through, you know, working with both county engineers to just to make sure that the roads are maintained and safe and we get the proper construction permit. So nothing but good words from Mid-American as far as our relationships with the community.
And then off of that also, Adam, I've heard that there's going to be some additional wind turbines that will be placed here in Greene County in the future. Can you confirm any of that, or can you at least tell us if that's at all possible?
Well, right now it's in the development stage, and we did build that project substation to handle another 85 turbines or 170 megawatts. We continue to develop for that possibility to be able to expand the Beaver Creek project. But there's a lot of steps, development steps we still need to take to before that's an official part of our plan. So still working through some of that development stuff, but keeping that open as an option.
All right. And finally, can you give us the details about what's coming up for your free community event this Saturday?
Yeah, so on Saturday, September 16th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., MidAmerican Energy, in coordination with our contractors and turbine suppliers, Mortenson and Vestas, we're going to be hosting a wind celebration day. We did one of these earlier in the year in Southeast Iowa and have over 300 people show up. So it was really a great event, well attended. We'll be able to provide a free barbecue lunch for everybody who attends. The location, you'll have to follow signs because it's at one of the turbine locations, but it's northwest of Ogden on 170th Street between A Avenue and B Avenue. So if you get in that area, just follow the signs to that location. And what we do there is we, other than providing a free lunch, we have drawings. We'll be giving away kids' bikes along with other giveaways, free giveaways for everybody, and other raffle prizes. But the key thing there is for people to come and learn about the project and about wind energy. We'll have different turbine components there sitting on the ground where everybody who sees these things from miles away and at the distance can actually get up close to it and see how they work, ask questions to the professionals that'll be out there, get to know the details of it. So they'll be able to get up close with that equipment, really learn about wind energy, get a free lunch, and hopefully take home some giveaways and prizes.
So why does MidAmerican Energy feel it necessary to, you know, have these kind of community events while you're doing your project at the same time?
These projects have an impact on the county. You know, this project specifically, you know, it'll bring $68 million in property taxes to both Boone and Greene County combined. And, you know, our landowners really know what's going on. You know, we have the meetings with them. They know what's going on their property. They benefit by getting, you know, they'll get $54 million over the life of the project in easement payments. So, but it's more extending into the community. So letting the community learn, you know, that not just the people who are building it or have them situated on their property, but letting everybody learn, you know, the benefits of wind energy and how things really work. And like I said before, the one we had early in the year was a great success, over 300 people there, and people really appreciated that. They got to learn about wind energy, ask questions to the professionals. So it was really great for the entire community.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. It's the project manager for MidAmerican Energy, Adam Jablonski, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.